This is GQDN for Thursday, June 29th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some games going to Game Pass and PlayStation. We have a little bit of Diablo news. Oh yeah, lawsuit. But today, we begin with big announcement for BlizzCon. BlizzardWatch.com did say BlizzCon tickets will be available on July 8th and July 22nd. So, the tickets will go on sale on AXS.com, and they will be on July 8th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and July 22nd at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Now, if you don't have an Access account, you should create one before the sale begins. Now, BlizzCon tickets, as well you know, go very quickly. Get them while you can. The general admission fee is $299, and the portal pass is for, well, we'll just say $800. The portal pass has a special VIP lounge, some extra gear, along with some early access, and of course, with a bigger price tag, that includes a charitable donation, CHOC. So, that is what you get. Now, we started with good stuff. Now we gotta go through the, well, okay, maybe not some, maybe some more good stuff, because what you could find there at BlizzCon is World of Warcraft, of course. But according to Destructoid.com, Classic Mode is gonna have a hardcore addition to it. So here's the thing. World of Warcraft players have been using an add-on to create their own classic hardcore experience. And they've been looking for some official hardcore servers. But what Blizzard said today was the official classic hardcore realms are now in development and will be coming soon to World of Warcraft. And the hardcore mode is simple. If you die, the character will be dead and will not come back. So delete. So that is coming. Good luck to all you players out there. By the way, you will not automatically flag for PvP. That is the manual type. So, that did happen. Now we get to the lawsuit. And it begins with Eurogamer, because there was a document that was removed that Sony did provide. So what was on the document? Well, there were two parts to it. One of them had to be quoted because Eurogamer did figure it out. And the first part, the documentation did reveal that Horizon Forbidden West cost about $212 million to develop over 5 years between 2017 and 2022. And that was with 300 employees that was attached to the project. The Last of Us Part 2 cost $220 million to make with an employee count of roughly 200 people. But here's the quote from the second part, almost completely redacted document. Quote, in 2021, over 14 million users by device spent 30% or more of their time playing Call of Duty. Over 6 million users spent more than 70% of their time on Call of Duty, and about 1 million users spent 100% of their gaming time on Call of Duty. In 2021, Call of Duty players spent an average of 116 possible hours per year playing Call of Duty. Call of Duty players spending more 70% of their time on Call of Duty spent an average of 296 hours on the franchise. So, it's a lot of information, and that's why they wanted it redacted. They didn't. But, we move on to the Microsoft side of things, because their CEO said he would get rid of console exclusives if he could. So, the Microsoft CEO, Satya Nadella, did tell IGN, quote, if it was up to me, I would love to get rid of the entire sort of exclusives on consoles, but that's not up to me to define. That's what he said on the witness stand in court for the quote. Especially as low share player in the console market, that the dominant player there has defined market competition using exclusives, and so that the world we live in. I have no love for that world. So he did take the stand. And thanks GamesRadar.com for that, but they got another one. Because he also said that Call of Duty exclusivity was, quote, never discussed, end quote. So here's what he said, here's what Amy Wood said via Axios, Stephen Tertullio on Twitter, quote, The possibility of making Call of Duty exclusive to Xbox was never assessed or discussed with me, nor was it even mentioned in any presentations or discussions on the board of creators. But they did want to, quote, continue developing all acquired games and franchises and continue selling on all relevant platforms, i.e. Android, iOS, PlayStation, Steam, Switch, Windows, Xbox, etc., end quote. So, and there's quite the tweet there from Steven Totolio, but I won't get into that. You get the what's going on. But the thing is, Sega said, the heck with all of this, because they are not interested in being acquired by Sony or Microsoft. So, when the co-chief operating Shuji Utsumi was asked about if they wanted to be acquired by either party, he just said, quote, no, not now. Now, Sony does hold the rights to Sonic the Hedgehog, Yakuza, Persona, and Football Manager. So you know they got some mega games right there. But not interested. You're not interested. Now, with that said, there were some layoffs that were reported at BioWare, and they gave them some, quote, renewed focus, end quote. This comes to us from PushSquare.com, and BioWare did pass the MMO Star Wars The Old Republic to Broadsword, and now put their attention to Dragon Age Deadwar, along with an unnamed Mass Effect, because that's what the studio did say. But what this article does not say is how many people were laid off, but who knows? Who knows what happened? Now, Ars Technica did say that a developer said that Steam is rejecting some games with AI-generated artwork. So, they're saying that PotterHarry97 did post about the rejection in a May post that has gone private in the game developer subreddit, where he said that, quote, a large portion of assets have some AI involvement in its creation. And that was basically in the use of some Stable Diffusion, which did happen. But in a post that came after that, in the following month, and that was on the AI game dev subreddit, Potter Harry did say that the internal submission was supposed to be the early placeholder version, quote, with two to three asset sprites that were admittedly obviously AI generated from the hands. But Valve had something to say about it, quote, as the legal ownership of such AI generated art is unclear, we cannot ship your game while it contains these AI generated assets, unless you can affirmatively confirm that you own the rights to all the IP and the data that train the AI to create assets in your game. And yep, that did. Now we move on to Final Fantasy 16 via Press Square, and they said that PlayStation 5 with that could not outsell Switch in Japan. So the software titles. Okay, PlayStation 5, Final Fantasy 16 took the top spot at 336,000 software sales. And The Legend of Zelda took number 2 at 25,155 sales. So game did well. PlayStation 5 hardware sales, well, they ended up at 3,273,600, but the OLED model for Switch was at 4,901,166, and the Switch original Switch was at 19,397,865, and Switch Lite is at 5,836,382. PlayStation 5, the digital edition, is at 29,583. Yeah. Let's do some more Blizzard news. Just one story. From WCCF Tech, they're saying that Diablo 4 Season 1 release date will be announced next week. So here's what Chris Twitter did say on Twitter. Quote, with the first big patch out of the way and Season 1 starting soon, when can we expect another dev update or campfire chat? Next one needs to be more campfire. Rod Ferguson can be in charge of the s'mores. Adam Fletcher did reply, more news on that later this week. But Trigol did say on Twitter, you guys need to announce when Season 1 starts so people can plan their vacation leaves in Diablo 4. Rod Ferguson said, announcing next week. So, could happen. Well, Nightmare Dungeons will have more experience, and that's overall because it's not just completing the dungeons, but killing the monsters in dungeon, and players can now teleport to their nightmare dungeons directly through the map. In competition with Final Fantasy 16. Oh, wait a minute. We do have some games that are going to Game Pass and PlayStation. PlayStation goes first. My choice. GGmania.com did say that Alan Wake Remastered for PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 will come in July, so here in a few days. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War Cross-Gen Bundle for both PlayStation 4 and 5. And Endling Extinction is Forever for PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4. The titles will be available from July the 4th to July 31st. Get them while you can. Get them while you can. Oh, if you got the gold part of Xbox Game Pass, which is Game Pass Ultimate or Xbox Live Gold, you can get Darkwood, which is free, and When the Past Was Around. Darkwood is available July 1st to July 31st, and When the Past Was Around is available July 16th to August 5th. Go get them. If you like those type of games, go get them. Big news day. Tomorrow, no GQDN. I got vacation to get ready for, guys. I got cleanup to do. Laundry, packing, all that stuff. But Saturday, twitch.tv/DawnForge. Oh, you know what I'm going to say. This has been a DawnForge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you on Twitch on Saturday night. Till then, go play some games, people.